Today on Leader Feeder, we look at how to create a strong sense of teamwork in your team. We know that teams generally help create more ideas and better ideas. In one of our workshop elements, we have people take 2 minutes to brainstorm all the items they can think of that have a certain attribute or characteristic. And we find that people will list in 2 minutes anywhere from 8 items up to maybe as many as 25 to 30 items. But nobody really ever exceeds 30 items. And yet when you get the team of people to share their unique items, you find out that the team actually came up with 50 to 60 unique items. What that proves is that no matter how smart or experienced you are, how knowledgeable you are, you can't solve all the problems using the best possible solution, and that's where tapping into the power of teamwork can help. The question is, do some teams feel differently or better than others? Now, most people agree, teams will have a different feel or a different vibe. So the follow-up question is, do the teams that feel better actually perform better? Are their results better? And again, most people say, yes, it does make a difference when the team feels better. It influences their output. The search engine Google really wanted to find out why some of its project teams outperformed others. And they looked at lots of different factors. Was it the teams that socialized a lot more? Was it the teams that had more all-stars or experienced people on them? And they actually found out that it wasn't any of those factors. The two factors that Google determined drove its high-performing teams were a strong set of norms and a sense of psychological safety. Now, norms are the guidelines or the rules of engagement that the team agrees on in terms of its conduct. So norms might include things around, do we start the meeting on time? What if you can't make the meeting? Who do you send in your place? How do we make sure that we respond to one another when there's an issue? How do we deal with each other with respect? All those things would be considered norms. So you should have that discussion with your team. The second aspect that they determined drove high performance in teams was psychological safety. All right. Now, what does psychological safety mean? Well, it means that people feel safe, if you will, to share their opinions. So they found that the teams that performed better tended to have equal airtime. That is, people had a chance to contribute their ideas equally. It wasn't dominated by one or two people. And then it also showed that people on the team and the leader tended to care about them. So they'd notice when they didn't seem to be themselves that day, they would check in with them and build relationships. So there are a few other tips, of course, that you can use to build a strong team. One is to avoid favoritism so that you keep only some people on the team informed or give some people choice assignments and others less important assignments. And also keeping the team informed and in the loop as to what's going on. All those aspects from making sure that you treat the team well, you have a good set of guidelines, take care of the individuals on the team, you should start to see that the team will gel and drive the performance together as a group. When you have the team on your side, it makes your leadership job that much easier and helps you drive improved operating results. Now, in addition to creating a good sense of teamwork, there's a lot of other leadership aspects that you'll want to master as a frontline leader, supervisor, or manager. So it might be that you want to have us on site to do some training or send someone to one of our public workshops or maybe just access some of our resources on our website. Be sure to reach out to us at frontlineleadership.com. And on social media, you can connect on LinkedIn or Twitter. And on Facebook, you would search us out at Frontline Leader.